Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There you go, Woody. There you go. Now you got that right,
ready
music.
Some,
here we
let's
go.
Do some early picks here, Joe.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't looked at the damn games yet.
Well, that's the thing. I want to get this while your mind is still fresh.
All right, go ahead.
I think your mind is going.
Oh, they're showing that. We got highlights on our monitors up here, and Tua just threw that pick.
That guy just came out of nowhere, man.
Just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the guy out in the flats, wide open, about the same distance.
No,
it's tight end.
It doesn't matter. That guy just came out of nowhere. What a play. What a fantastic play by the linebacker. Isn't that what he said? Anyway.
Looking at him the whole way. All right, go ahead.
Whatever. Champion boxer Mike Tyson's bringing his Return of the Mike show to Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood this December. Stories and more from Iron Mike. We got a chance for you to win tickets. Just text the word KID, K-I-D, to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Tickets are also available for purchase at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. You were 6-7 last week, by the way, bringing you to a grand total of 15-13 on the season.
That's all right.
So you're 2 over .500. So
you know,
you're green.
That record will get you, you know, get you in a wild card or one of those last playoff spots.
You're in the green, my friend. So you're in good shape here. Let's start with the college game. We'll jump to the NFL games. Miami and Florida, Hard Rock Stadium, 9.5.
It's now 9.5.
It's moving, Joe. Games stink.
Man,
games are good. It's moving.
Canes people put, oh boy, okay.
Miami win by 10 is the question we ask you right now, Joe.
I'm going to say Canes win, but they're not going to cover that spread. A little bit off last night. A little bit of flavor off last night.
Okay, so you're taking the Gators.
Yeah.
All right, mark it down. Jamie's keeping track of all these over here. All right, Joe, let's go.
My daughter said I had to. I spent a lot of money in Gainesville on her.
That's true.
Education.
That's true.
All right.
Sunday 1 o'clockers here. We got the Browns and the Packers. Green Bay is favored by 7.5.
Oh yeah, pack. Pack
Games
all
in
over
Cleveland. Not that it matters.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Pack all over them. They playing everything.
All right.
They might
Cam
be the best
Ward,
all-around team in football.
Does Cam Ward get his first win here? They might be. By the way, Titans hosting the Colts. The Colts have been a nice little surprise. That is a spread of Indianapolis favored by 4.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go Indy. They got a little confidence here. The Daniel Jones story.
This is a strange spread here. Vikings are hosting the Bengals. Minnesota's only favored by 2.5. Of course, no Joe Burrow.
Boy, Minnesota's got their own problems, though.
Hmm.
Kid's out for a couple weeks.
Who are you going with?
I know. You don't care about all that. I'm going to go Minnesota.
Okay. Patriots and Steelers. Interesting game here. From Foxborough, Steelers are favored by 1.5. Both teams 1-1. Kind of a critical game.
I'm going to go Pittsburgh. I'm still not drinking the New England Patriot Kool-Aid of what I saw 2 weeks ago.
All right. Eagles hosting the Rams. Philly favored by 3.5. Both of those teams are undefeated.
Where's that game?
In Philly.
Oh,
1
yeah.
o'clock.
Let's go there. Let's go Philly. Philly
right.
Cheesesteak. Make that 2.
A few more 1 o'clockers
damn,
here.
Good.
Bucks hosting the Jets. Tampa, 6.5. Bucks are 2-0.
Oh, the Bucks are going to take care of them. I think that Monday Night Football, let's just break it to those folks at ESPN right now and ABC.
A couple of winless. Yeah.
Hate to do it to you a month into the season, but you guys are going to be looking at teams that haven't won a game yet.
Boy, they probably thought that was going to be a juicy matchup. We got Commanders and Raiders. Washington is favored by 3.5. Jaden Daniels, I know, is banged up.
He got to play.
I would think, but
that's
still
a big
banged
deal.
Up nevertheless. But Who are you taking here?
I'm going to take Jaden Daniels because he's going to play and he's still really good, even if he's not 100%.
You can't change your pick if he, like, last minute. So you're, I can't. You're in on the Commanders.
Is Mariota the backup there, right? Is that right? I think
probably he's the backup everywhere. Panthers and Falcons, Joe, 1 o'clock from Charlotte. Panthers are 0-2. Dolphins get them in a couple of weeks. Atlanta favored by 5.5 here.
I'm going to go Atlanta.
All right.
We're going to see both those teams, huh? Keep an eye on that one for me, Woody.
Here's a weird one. The Jags are hosting the Texans. The Texans are 0-2, and Jacksonville at 1-1 is favored in this game by 1.5. The Texans get their first win, or are they going to 0-3?
That Texans, that's a weird one, man. Supposed to be so good.
Mm-hmm.
But they've taken a few steps back. All right, you don't care about all that
stuff. You're talking yourself into Jacksonville here.
I am.
Sounds like. Okay, Jacksonville it is. Good game at 4:05. Here we start the 4 o'clock window. Chargers hosting the Broncos. L.A. favored by 2.5.
Yep.
Chargers?
I'm going to go Chargers. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
Officially buying in on the Chargers.
As long as Justin Herbert's still playing. All still right. The most important position in sports.
Seattle and New Orleans. From Seattle, the Seahawks are favored by 7.5.
I'll go Seattle.
4:25 now. Bears and Cowboys from Chicago. Dallas favored by 1.5. The Bears are winless. The Cowboys are 1-1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh,
good luck.
I'm gonna go Dallas.
That's a toughie. Man.
I still don't. Well, do you know anything about Caleb Williams? Do we know anything about him?
No. All I know is
some people given up.
The coach, the team was supposed to be an offensive guru, and he had like a good opening drive, and people were like, "He fixed Caleb Williams."
Yeah, they're getting on him.
Not so much.
They're getting on old Big Ben. We had him down here. They're getting on him a little bit.
Yeah. 49ers and Cardinals. 4:25 are here from Santa Clara, Joe, your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
There. San Fran favored by 2.5. Both of those teams are 2-0.
Yeah. Oh, good starts. I'm going to go Arizona. Boy, and I did that against my 49ers I grew up with.
We got what has the potential to be a little bit of a clunker here on Sunday night. A couple of 0-2 teams, the Chiefs and the Giants. From New Jersey.
I heard everybody beating that up yesterday.
Kansas
what if
City the is favored by 6.5?
Giants win. I think Kansas City get their first win.
Okay. That seems reasonable.
I had trouble believing in that bad. It looks like they've got Worthy back this week with that shoulder. By the way, if it's dislocated, good luck trying to play the first time starts popping out.
You want to do your Monday pick now? Or you want to marinate a little? Yeah. I know you're going to take the Ravens regardless, so. It's Ravens and Lions from Baltimore.
Man, that should be a great game.
Baltimore favored by 4.5. I mean, I know you're going to take Baltimore because you love Baltimore.
I do. I'm going to take Baltimore.
Yeah, I would too.
Listen, man. I think Dan Campbell's really good. Really good. He's what today's coach I think they're going to be going back to. It's all right. You can do tough love.
All right, real quick, just going into this weekend, best team in the NFC, best team in the AFC. Who do you got? You in Green Bay still?
Yeah, I'm going to go Green Bay.
So no Eagles?
No.
Okay.
AFC?
You saw the Bills last night. Are they the best team?
Man, I think the Ravens have like more pound. They didn't beat them. I guess I got to go Bills.
Ravens, I mean, they collapsed in that game, though.
I know, and they'll play again.
Yeah.
I still think the Ravens are a better team.
I do,
overall
too.
Talent-wise, I do too. Yes, I think they're a better team. All right.
Who do you think's a better quarterback, Lamar or Josh?
I think Josh is better. I think Josh. Not by much, because I think Lamar's right up there. They got a special VIP club down in South Beach that they go to. It's called the Quarterback Club. Mm-hmm. And you got to be really frigging good to get in there.
I think Baltimore's
there's only a few guys in that real frigging good. Tom Brady is, you know, owns a piece of the club. That's a special one.
Problem is the Bills don't have any weapons that really scare you, right? Like,
by the way, Baltimore's got the way they use their guys, a lot of short crossing routes and
and
curls, curl you up and scramble and run for an open spot. And I'll stay alive and keep the play alive. Yeah, crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. All right, Woody, we got an 8 o'clock hour coming up. We're going to try to track down Omar Kelly. I don't know if he stayed out late last night, had too many chicken wings, you know.
Do they have any of those
Chasing little lady around up there in Buffalo, a little big girl out there?
Do they have any of those adult establishments in Buffalo?
They got them everywhere. Do they have them
in Buffalo?
I don't know, but I know the writers know. Hey, so let's just move on here. Let's keep going.
Well,
he
likes the late night wings.
Yeah.
And those places.
That's
have
only
them,
down
so.
Here. What's the name of that private club used to be, or that adult club that used to be by QAM?
Well, still there, Tootsie's.
Oh, that one. Yeah. I couldn't remember it.
Omar likes the
wing. I drove by that once. I've never been inside that thing.
I'm sure you haven't.
All right. Hey, it's truck month at your South Florida Chevy dealers. And I got to tell you something, man. We got some great trucks. It's a weekend. If you're a truck person and you need big time working truck, you need a truck to get around with the family because that's what you drive, or you just need an enjoyment truck as well, or a truck that can do all of it for you. We got a perfect Chevy truck for you to find out. Boy, we are proud of our trucks, like a durable Colorado with a standard turbo max engine and impressive torque. Got everything you could ever want here in South Florida to get around. Silverado 1500, always ready, steady, and strong, delivering all the power you could ever want for the workday workhorse and the weekend warrior. Boy, I'll tell you what, you just hit a jackpot with that Silverado 1500. And how about that Silverado HD? All the confidence you'll ever need. Legendary horsepower and one of the hardest working beds in the business. Hey, to all you guys out there, this is how you make a living. You work not 5 days a week, 6, 7 days a week. You in that truck. You need a truck that works like you do. That's how you make a living, man. We got the Chevy truck for you. They're strong. They're durable. They're our number one seller, midsize, full-size, or heavy-duty truck. We got them all for you. It's your South Florida Chevy dealers. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. We've got one close to you for a great experience. Hey, spend a little time. Take a test drive. Get a great deal and fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.